Here's what we know about the hijacking of a passenger plane today. It was a plane flown by Afrikia Airlines on a route in Libya. Hijackers seized control and ordered the flight out over the Mediterranean Sea, and it landed on the island nation of Malta. We're going to talk about this with aviation analyst Alex Macheras, who's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Let's just work with the information that I know you're gathering information from wherever you can. Whatever feels reliable to you, seems reliable to you. As best you can determine, how was it that the hijackers took control?
So this is the most kind of unclear aspect of what's happened today here involving this aircraft. So just to put it into context, this was an A320 operating a domestic flight from Sabah to Tripoli.
So this is an Airbus A320, a pretty big plane, okay.
Exactly. So it's a common short-haul passenger aircraft, and it can fit well over 200 passengers, just under. And actually, in this flight today, flying from Sabah to Tripoli, it did not land at Tripoli. We know it flew completely over and made its way towards Malta for a safe landing. Now, there was no hijack squawk declared. For example, when there is a hijacking situation on board, flight crew let air traffic control know via what's known as a squawk signal. Mm-hmm. They type in 4 digits, and this alerts the air traffic controllers. This didn't happen. It was first alerted when the aircraft touched down in Malta. And then, of course, it's been quite a few hours now, but some passengers are being released.
Some passengers are being released because the plane is on the ground in Malta. There have been reports, allegations that there were hand grenades on board, but it sounds like you're not confident that that's definitely true.
I think we'd have to treat these reports with caution, purely going on. For example, earlier this year, we had an Egypt Air A320 that was hijacked and sent to the island of Cyprus. Similarities, of course, drawn because that was meant to be operating a domestic flight within Northern Africa and then made its way to an island. Well, that's exactly what has happened today. Now, of course, the outcome of that one was safe and peaceful, and the passengers were all let off the aircraft. Slowly now, the majority have been let off, but there is reports from the Maltese state media that they will not let the crew off and that the demands are not yet known.
The demands are not known, and have the hijackers identified themselves in any way whatsoever?
There's been no news regarding as to who they are. There has been several reports, although unconfirmed, that they are connected to sort of pro-Gaddafi and want Gaddafi's son released from prison. But again, that's nothing confirmed. If we do stick to the fact, it is that this was an A320 that was meant to land in Tripoli. It's now in Malta. The majority of the passengers are off, but we know that those who are initiating the hijack, there's believed to be two on board, are still in control of the aircraft. If there's anything worth noting, it's that when the passengers have been pictured leaving the plane, none of them seem to be running or seem to be in, a severe state. They do seem very calm leaving the aircraft. So hopefully that's a sign that this should end well.
And you mentioned unconfirmed reports that this could plausibly have something to do with Muammar Gaddafi, the late ruler of Libya. And of course, the country has been in increasing chaos ever since he was overthrown and killed a number of years ago. Mr. Macheras, thanks very much. I really appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Alex Macheras is an aviation analyst, and he's giving us the best information we have about the hijacking of a passenger plane. Again, the latest and best information is that the plane landed on the island nation of Malta in the Mediterranean, and now we're hearing reports, as we just did here, of passengers, some of them, being released.